This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. A new Hollywood film opens nationwide tomorrow, and this one's not about hobbits or French revolutionaries. It's about fracking. You heard that right. Matt Damon and John Krasinski star in a film about a natural gas drilling company coming to a town in rural Pennsylvania. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on the fracking beat for us and has this review.
Does politics belong in the movies? Director Frank Capra once said, if you want to send a message, try Western Union. The film Promised Land considers the controversial drilling practice of fracking. But despite the title, it's theology-free, says co-writer and star Matt Damon.
It's not meant to give you any answers. It's actually just meant to catalyze some conversation and reflection.
Damon plays a natural gas landman. He's a salesman who goes into a Pennsylvania town and talks the farmers into allowing drilling on their property in exchange for money. His character is a country boy himself.
I grew up in a large farming community. Football Fridays, tractor pulls, cow tipping, all of it.
In this scene, he talks of his own hometown, how the economy died when the local Caterpillar plant closed.
The truth was, without the plant, without the industry, we had nothing. And my whole town was... I'm not selling them natural gas. I'm selling them the only way they have to get back.
He's too earnest to be an underhanded corporate Grinch. If anything, Matt Damon's heart seems three sizes too big. So as the farmers decide about fracking, an environmentalist with a baseball cap shows up to push back. John Krasinski goes man-to-man with Matt Damon in a local bar, asking if he has what it takes.
You have what it takes, Steve?
Hmm?
You think you have what it takes?
Oh, to beat you? Yeah, absolutely.
Well... you just might.
Hey, man, I'll drink to that.
Okay.
This duel stars two nice, manipulative guys. Yes, nuance. That is, until the voice of conscience in the film shows up and starts to paint in black and white. Hal Holbrook plays a high school science teacher who challenges natural gas guy at a town hall meeting. He says fracking's risk is too high.
Mr. Butler, you and I both know the information I've been talking about is vast and detailed.
You're probably right. I'm not the guy with all the answers.
Oh, well, then you'd be the perfect guy for them to send here to deny everything.
This truth teller says fracking scorches the earth under our feet, that it's selling out the future. A plot twist at the very end confirms the corporate villain. Okay, bye-bye, reality. Yes, gas companies have been found to spill chemicals in spots where animals have died. Some have built their wells poorly, allowing natural gas in water wells. But in many parts, industry has fracked without incident for decades. So it seems reasonable to ask, could fracking be like air travel, a manageable risk with strict rules? Could there be bigger risk to water than fracking? Could the experts actually not have all the answers yet? This film, though, invites commentators who already have them all. An oil and gas lobbying group has a counter film ready with the real facts. Yoko Ono heads a new Hollywood group, dead set against fracking. Check your social media listings. Is this a conversation Matt Damon had in mind? For those of you who think there may be a more grown-up debate to be had on energy and jobs, taxes and subsidies, carbon pollution and future generations, well, Promised Land leaves you in the wilderness. Awaiting hate mail from both sides, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Scott's done some fact-checking on the movie. Check out what it got right and wrong on Scott's blog, The New Petro State. It's at marketplace.org.